we're doing the Sefer Masiyot, and Rav Nissim Gaon had been quoting quotes from Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi said, I want my portion with those that collect charity and not with those that give out charity. Because giving out charity requires a tremendous, tremendous responsibility to know who to give it to, and that I'm very scared of. So I don't mind being a collector. I don't want to be the one responsible for giving it out. There was once a wise man who said, he can take pride that he never looked at his bris milah his whole life. And the walls of his house never saw the inner sides of his garments, meaning he was so modest that he'd get undressed under the covers. And he would never talk about someone and look over his shoulder to make sure that guy wasn't standing behind him. Meaning he never said something about anyone that he had to be concerned that if he'd hear him, he wouldn't say it. Never said something and looked over his shoulder. That's the way when people say things that they shouldn't be saying, you always check, make sure that the guy isn't standing there. And if all you have to say is always positive about people, then you don't mind if people hear you. Another thing he said is, I never went against the opinion of my friends. If my friends told me, go give a blessing, you're a kohen, I listened to them, even though I don't think I'm a kohen, and I don't think I should be doing it. But if everyone else says it, so I listen to them. Rabbi Akiva was once in captivity, and the maid came to him with bread and water. And as she was coming, the guard refused to let her bring so much water to Rabbi Akiva. He poured out some of the water. So now the maid comes in, and she doesn't have enough water for Rabbi Akiva to wash his hands and drink. So Rabbi Akiva is faced with the choice of washing his hands and possibly dying of thirst, or drinking the water and being okay. Now Rabbi Akiva held that he doesn't have to wash his hands in this scenario, but all his friends disagreed with him. The other rabbis held he should wash his hands. So what's Rabbi Akiva to do? Rabbi Akiva washed his hands and was sitting there suffering in thirst. And they asked him, why do you do that? And he said, I'd rather die of thirst than go against the other rabbis. And here we see the greatness that we see repeatedly in the Shas, that the rabbis did not express their opinion with an ounce of ego. It wasn't about my opinion versus your opinion. To the extent that even though Rabbi Akiva disagreed with them, but he said they are the majority opinion. So even though I hold differently, I'm not going to go against their opinion. The Talmud has a funny line on this. The Talmud says, if your friends call you a donkey, then you better start neighing. Rabbi Abba said to Rabbi Abba Mori, where do you get this from? So he said, we get it from the Pasuk. The angel appears to Hagar. And he calls her and he says, remember, Hagar has been really suffering at the hands of Sarai. And Hagar is pretty upset at Sarai. And she runs away, and the angel appears, and the angel turns to her and says, Hagar, the maid of Sarai, where are you coming from and where are you going to? What does she answer? I'm running away from Sarai, my master. Why does she refer to her as my master? Because if the angel tells her, you know, Hagar, the maid, where are you headed to? So she realizes, if that's what he's telling me, I'm going to talk on his terms. And so we have to realize when we quote even quotes of allegories from earlier generations, they're based on the words of the Torah or the words of the sages. Chazal say a person should always look to marry someone that's like him, to form a partnership with someone that's like him. The Talmud says, just as a bird always seeks its mate from its own kind, so too a human being should seek someone like himself. That applies to a community as well. Our sages say the Zelzir is a type of a crossbreed that went to mate with the Orev, with the raven. So the Talmud says, why did he go with the raven? Because he's a crossbreed. He really comes from the raven too. And that's what that's what our sages said, that you should always try to be close to people that are of a like nature to your own. Very often people make aliyah and they think they have to go to an all-Israeli community, to a Yemenite community. And that's fine, but very often it doesn't work well. Chazal say a person should try to bring his friend close when his friend wants to be close. Now, Rava said to Rabbi Abba Bar Mori, where does this saying come from that they say if a person calls his friend and he doesn't answer, so then take a big stick or beam and knock it down on him, get his attention. So he quoted him a pasuk. So this is part of the concept. Just 1 second. How do I answer this?
Yeah, the green one, yeah.
Oh, sorry. Shalom. I don't know German.
Oh, you answered it.
Shalom.